All right. Good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in the Kitzur and Siman Vav, the halachas of brachas. So the Kitzur writes, this is in Sif Dalit. Tzrichen lihizar shel levari chas v'shalom bracha levatala. A person should be careful that a person should never chas v'shalom make a bracha in vain. O ligrom liatzmo. So let's analyze this for just a moment. So of course, a bracha in vain is a bracha that will distinguish between a bracha levatala, a bracha sheina tzricha. But a bracha levatala means a bracha with absolutely no purpose. Bracha with no purpose. So I'm drinking a cup of coffee and I decide to make a mazonos. That's a bracha levatala, bracha with absolutely no intent, no purpose. So in the footnotes over here, he writes ve'ma katan o hagadol shelo lamad. So let's say again, however, I'm trying to teach my child to go ahead and recite brachos. So for that matter, I'm aiding someone and making a bracha who does not have a background. So the person literally does not know the text of the bracha at all. So he writes over here, he's quoting actually from the Igros Moshe, he writes, Mutur lomar habrachos baskaras Hashem kadei lalamdam. The halacha is that one is permitted to articulate the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for chinuch purposes. So that's true if I'm teaching my child, that in fact, again, Rav Moshe actually goes a step further. Rav Moshe says that a person should not teach their child to say Baruch Ato Hashem, because that's not proper chinuch. Right? Proper chinuch means I have to teach my child to say Baruch Ato, the actual name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To teach it with just Hashem is flawed chinuch. So if I'm teaching, whether it's be a child or an adult, to be able to say proper brachos, I'm able to articulate the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is not considered to be a bracha levatala. However, he writes, Amnam, yesh lehishtada lelamdam, sheyomru es shmos HaKadosh Basvam. However, again, if I'm able to gauge that my child or the adult is able to pick up on the cue and is able to say the actual name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on their own, then of course, Rav Moshe says that is preferable. He goes on, the Kitzur goes on and says, Oh, ligrom miatzmo levarich bracha she'ina tzricha. The same way that one has to be careful with a bracha levatala, an unnecessary bracha, or I should say a bracha in vain, one also has to be careful with an unnecessary bracha. What's an example of an unnecessary bracha? I'm deciding, I'm sitting down, I'm going to eat fruit, and I have apples and oranges in front of me. And I say, you know what? I love brachas, so I'm going to make a bracha on the apple I eat, and I'm dafka not going to have in mind that I eat should cover the oranges. And I'm going to make another bracha on ha'etz. Have I done something wrong? On a technical level, no. I mean, again, if you limit the intent of the bracha just to be on the apples and not on the oranges, then technically speaking, one is not doing something wrong making a bracha, an additional eats on the oranges. So that's what's called a bracha sheina tzricha. That is an unnecessary bracha. Since technically speaking, the oranges could have been covered underneath the same ha'etz as the apples, to require an additional ha'etz is an unnecessary bracha. And therefore, says the Kitzur, one should go ahead and try to avoid unnecessary brachos as well. The logic behind both of these halachos, says the Kitzur, is that it shows a regard for the name of God. The idea is that if a person just makes wanton brachos, a person is a reckless bracha maker. So that indicates, again, a certain lack of covet and reverence for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, again, it goes without saying a bracha levatala, but even a bracha sheina tzricha, meaning, because one could have intuitively thought that perhaps the greatest covet that one could give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what? Making a lot of brachas. That's true when they're necessary. But if they're not necessary, that wanton use of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by definition demonstrates a disrespect. Therefore says the Kitzur, v'mifsha uberach bracha levatala, if one ended up making a bracha levatala, bracha in vain, v'chin be'inyan, or for that matter, if one accidentally just said the name of God in no proper or constructive context, yomer acharehah, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Liolam Va'ed. So in the event that a person makes a bracha levatala, a bracha in vain, one remedies that mistake by reciting the phrase Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Liolam Va'ed, which literally means the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingdom should be exalted, should be blessed for all eternity. The power of that phrase is, although what I just did by making a bracha in vain is demonstrated a lack of regard for the name of God, but what I'm saying is it was a mistake. I truly treat the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with absolute reverence, and therefore the way to remedy that bracha levatala is with Baruch Shem Kivol Machusol Liolam Vaed. Rabbi Chanani ben Akash, Omer Shem Baruch Hu Zako, says Yisrael, Lefichach, Hebalam Temitzo, Shneamad, Nechavitz, Man Sidko, Yagdil, Torah, Vyadir.